Thank you and good morning. The county has scheduled a public meeting for June 23rd at the Ag Center in Eureka as the search for a director of Health and Human Services begins. Phil Crandall will retire in January of 2016 after 30 years in public service and as the director of the department since it was formed as an independent agency in 2001. The county has hired a consulting firm to assist in the search for a new director, and Supervisor Rex Bone will host the public meeting to gather input from the public about the characteristics they would like to see in the new director. The meeting will be held from 5 until 6:30 on Tuesday, the 23rd. High winds, plenty of fuel, and lightning are the perfect conditions for wildfires, and in Del Norte County on Tuesday, lightning sparked fires in the Gaski Ranger District. Officials report at least 15 fires were started by lightning, and air tankers, smoke jumpers, and three hand crews were dispatched to deal with the blazes in the Smith River Recreation Area. The biggest fire, the Devil Fire, is just over 10 acres in size near Gordon Mountain Road, and the helicopters were brought in an attempt to keep the fires from spreading in a fuel-rich environment. Forest Supervisor Merv George said that so far they have the resources they need, and they were able to jump on the fires as soon as they found them. The lightning storm that caused the fires did not bring rain, and the fire danger remains high. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies arrested a hitchhiker on Sunday night near Fort Bragg after she was confronted while trying to steal the vehicle of the man who had given her a ride earlier in the day. Deputies responded to the scene on Branscombe Road and learned from a resident that he had picked up 36-year-old Anna Fee and given her a ride to the area outside of Westport near his home. He reported that Fee had remained in the area throughout the afternoon and that he then gave her a ride into Westport. Later that night, he heard his vehicle start up and he and friends went outside and found Fee in his car. They managed to detain Fee until deputies arrived and Fee was arrested and booked into county jail. In local crime news, an investigation into an apparent case of arson at a residence on Bacchetti Drive in Eureka early Monday morning is underway. Humboldt Bay Fire and Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene, where a pickup truck and a boat had been set ablaze. Rags had been placed in the gas tanks of both vehicles and were then lighted. Fire destroyed both the truck and the boat. A wood chipper also had a rag stuck in its gas tank, but the rag failed to ignite, and the chipper was spared. The search for suspects continues. It's scholarship season. Jordan Christmas has more.
The Eureka Police Officers Association announced this year's winners for the Charlie Swanson Scholarship Awards. Eureka High School student Angelica Smolin was one of the two students who were chosen to receive the scholarship. She will be headed to UC Davis, where she plans to major in neuropsychology. Garrett Barnett of St. Bernard's High School was the other student chosen, and he will be attending UC Berkeley, where he will major in biology. Both students will be awarded $1,000 in scholarship money next year when they attend their respective colleges. These awards are given out each year in memory of Eureka Police Detective Charlie Swanson, who died in 1996 while apprehending a burglary suspect.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Supervisor Rex Bone takes his turn on Talk Shop this morning, and seeing as it's June, that means the talk is of budgets, funding, and deficits. The county is facing a deficit of around $3 million. Much of that is due to rising pension and health care costs, but about $500,000 of that deficit is due to operations at the county airport. The airport is losing money, and Bone said that he and the supervisors are not ignoring the problem.
Getting a handle on aviation, the downturn in fuel sales, the downturn in gatings. I mean, people coming in, you know, disembarking and embarking. It's a disappointment that we haven't done anything yet, and there's been so much effort put forth.
The county has been working for several years to attract a carrier to provide daily flights into and out of the airport with little to no success. High fuel prices, no daily carrier, and upgrades to meet federal aviation standards are hurting the bottom line. But Bone says we need a functioning airport in Humboldt County.
I don't think we can afford not to have one. I mean, we don't make money off our roads. We lose money on our roads, but we need roads. The aviation, I know Tom Mattson, I know they're working on it. I know we are right on the edge of being too small a county to have this much aviation, but we're just at that right size where we have to have that much aviation.
You can hear the entire talk shop with Supervisor Rex Bone at 8 o'clock this morning. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.